Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
All right, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. My name is Scott McKenzie, but you know that because you're listening to the number one industrial-related podcast in the universe, because it's bigger than the galaxy. This is it, right here, the Industrial Talk Podcast. And this podcast, this platform, the Industrial Talk platform, is dedicated to you, the industrial professionals, the people who get it done, who are bold, brave, dare greatly, and you're changing the world. That's what this is all about. You, your company, your success. We've got a great interview with a gentleman by the name of Dominic Rinaldi. He is a managing director, partner, all-around big thinker with Sun Acquisitions, with an S. You know what we're going to be talking about today? Pen and paper. Get your pen and paper. We're going to talk about what sellers need to know, what buyers need to know. What is the M&A market like? And then finally, how do deals get financed? Everything that you need to know as an industrial professional on this episode of the Industrial Talk Podcast. Let's get going. Yeah, great interview. Not going to waste your time. Guy's got mad skills. Dominic Rinaldi, that's R-I-N-A-L-D-I. Sun Acquisitions is the company that he manages, he owns, he's the dude. And you know about me personally, you know me. I'm all about how do you keep going? How do you keep not only sales, marketing, branding, there's a whole lot of financial opportunity out there as a business to grow your business. That's what this episode's all about. Everybody, let's welcome our friend Dominic Rinaldi on the Industrial Talk Podcast. Enjoy the interview. All right, Dominic Rinaldi, he's the managing partner with Sun Acquisitions. So you listeners out there, that's an S on the end of acquisitions. And he's joining us on the Industrial Talk Podcast. So glad that you are here. How you doing, Dominic?
Hey, Scott. Thank you so much for having me.
Ladies, you're coming in 5x5. You're booming, baby. You're booming. I love it, man. I don't have to turn you up or anything like that. Well, thank you. I think you listeners out there, this is, once again, this is about strategies specific to M&As. But before we get going into that, Dominic, give us a little background on, you know, sort of that 411. I see that you have a great stat card out there on LinkedIn. Why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about who you are and your background?
Hey, appreciate that. So I'm the owner and managing partner of Sun Acquisitions. I'm also the host of the M&A Unplugged podcast. Sun Acquisitions is a mergers and acquisitions firm. We're located in Chicago, and we do sell side and buy side advisory, meaning we represent owners of businesses who are ready to sell and buyers who are looking to acquire. In the continental United States, mostly, and our ideal client is typically $2 to $50 million in annual revenues.
Now, do you focus in on a specific segment, or it doesn't really matter?
We don't. Actually, I have 15 people. They come from all different backgrounds. I'd say we cover every industry, with the exception of energy and agriculture. Those are two sectors that there's so much going on in those two sectors with regulation and all sorts of things. So we tend to stay away from those two. But outside of that, we've done deals in every other industry. We're coming up on 20 years as a firm, and I think in 2020 we will get to the 400 mark, meaning we've done 400 transactions.
Wow, that's fantastic. So. You know, in short, listeners, he knows his stuff. He's been out there, seen it all. That's fantastic. Okay, what we like to do, just so you understand, Dominic, we want pen and paper type of tactical solutions that we can take to our businesses, to our solutions. And I want to talk a little bit about this, because I think, correct me if I'm wrong, I think there's a lot of companies that are in that position of saying, what do I do next? Where am I going? It's 2020. What do I do? Mm-hmm. And I think they're looking for solutions or strategies for moving forward. Now, what I've noticed that we've got 3, 4, 5 points that I think that we need to expand upon for you listeners. So pen and paper. So let's say I'm interested in moving forward, and I'm looking at selling my business. I'm an industrial business. I'm looking to sell that business. What do I need to be aware of?
Well, hopefully you haven't decided that today and you want to move forward in selling right now, because what I tell you is the number one thing that I see owners not do is prepare for that day that they decide they're ready to sell. And you know, the day that you decide to sell may come at your choosing, and it may come at a time that is not at your choosing. And so being prepared is so critical, well in advance of the day that you decide you're going to do it. And preparation means a lot of things, depending on the type of business that you have and the complexity of it and how involved you are in it.
So what you're saying, and for the listeners out there, if I'm interested in selling, there is a pre amount of work that needs to be done to get it into a form that is sellable. Is that right?
At least to maximize the value of it, right? Every business is probably sellable, you know, depending on what the market will offer. But if you want to maximize the value of the business and how much you keep in your pocket when you walk away from that business, which is just as important as the price that you get for it, a little bit of preparation can go a long way.
But we're not talking, I mean, let's be adults in the room. If you're talking about selling your business, if you're looking to sell that business, then you know, spend some time on it. It's not just a pencil whip type of deal. You're going to have to spend months on getting that business in a sellable fashion. Is that not correct?
Yeah, there are two very sobering things that we've come to realize in the years that we're doing this, and this is, you know, a couple based on studies. Over 70% of owners fail to prepare for an exit.
Wow.
And yeah, is that unbelievable? And
that is. It's like,
typically, here's the second piece of that. Typically, an owner's business is their largest asset.
Yep.
So imagine not handling your largest asset the way that you would handle any other asset, your portfolio, your stocks, your bonds, even under your home, right? You take care of your home. You do maintenance on your home. Same thing with the business. Yeah, some better than others, but same thing with the business.
Right.
If it's your largest asset, the real opportunity here is for owners to pay attention to it way sooner than the day they wake up and decide they want to sell.
What was sort of a typical rule of thumb? If I'm hearing you right now, I'm a business owner and I'm listening to you right now. What do you recommend that when do I start thinking about this? I'm not ready to retire now, but I know that because it is one of my biggest assets that I have on my books personally. When do I start thinking about that?
The day you buy it or the day you start it?
No kidding.
And I know that so seems counterintuitive.
Everybody is behind the eight ball on this one. Just
well,
FYI.
And here's why I say that. The date of your exit may come at your choosing, but it may not come at your choosing. And so life happens to all of us, right? You get an illness. There's a partnership breakup. You go through a divorce. All sorts of things that were unplanned can force you to have to exit your business. Well, if that untimely event happens, you want to know that you've been running your business so that it's at maximum value from day one. And look, I understand if you're starting a business, you're not going to have all the pieces in place. That doesn't mean you shouldn't have a roadmap there so you know where you want to be.
Well, I am. See, listeners out there. So if you're thinking about starting a business, you got to contact Dominic. If you're in the middle of a business and you know that you're going to have an exit strategy of some sort, you need to contact Dominic. So pen and paper time. Here we go again. We want to prepare to sell to maximize that return. That's one. Did you know that 70%, again, do not have an exit strategy? It is your largest asset, and life happens, so you need to do it now. So that's interesting. That's a big deal. That's an aha. So don't lollygag out there, you industrial companies out there. Based off of Dominic's feedback, it's what it is, man. All right. So now that I understand all that, now that I'm all prepared, and now that I've starting to lay the foundation, I feel warm and fuzzy, all that good stuff, I want to be a buyer. In that model, in that whole thing about, okay, I'm prepping, I'm eventually going to exit, I do want to buy, I want to acquire, I want to expand my business in ways that maybe through acquisition. What do I need to be aware of?
Yeah, and by the way, acquisition is a great way to grow and expand your business, whether vertically, horizontally, geographically. I'd say the number one thing is to build a strategic plan, but really decide, you know, one, why are you acquiring something? Where can you create the maximum value for your existing business, assuming right. you want to merge it into what you're running today? You know, where would you go search for that? What's your risk tolerance? How are you going to finance that business? And then how are you going to integrate that business? And typically, I will tell you, the integration piece is something that's oftentimes overlooked in these transactions. Everybody gets excited about making an acquisition. They're gung-ho. They put their plan together. They go out in the marketplace. They find something. They acquire it. Uh-oh. How are you going to make sure that all of the pieces fit together? Culture, strategy, marketing, pricing, communication. It goes on and on and on.
There's an interesting, and this is a big deal for me. There are times, and you've got to sort of remove that emotion from the desire to acquire, because there's a lot of times there's an emotional push to acquire a business because you think it's the right thing to do. But there are a couple of components that have been missing, and that's one, I don't know the strategic reason why, and I call it the Captain Ahab form of consult. I just want it. I want that white whale, and I'm going to go after that white, no matter what it does, and it's going to kill you anyway. So the key, what I hear is, I say, you got to strategically lay that out.
Absolutely.
And you need people to chirp in your ears to tell you why that is good or bad.
Absolutely. And I'd say the last piece of that, both for sellers and buyers, is surround yourself with the right advisors. And not just any advisors who have done M&A transactions from beginning to end, people who have been there and done it, accountants, attorneys, integrators.
So if I were to hear you correctly, I'm going to sit there and I'm going to say, you know, I got a business. I want to expand that business. I want to go through an acquisition type of strategy. I have no idea. I'm just thinking outside of the box here, and I'm going to want to do that. I think the first step is to find an interview and get that board of advisor or the core team of advisors. Do you have any sort of direction on outside of the doing M&As? Do you believe that it? I mean, I have to interview people to get the right people into my team?
Absolutely. You know, you might have to meet a few because you're going to live with those advisors for a good long time. And you're going to have to feel really comfortable that your working relationship is going to be solid.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Pen and paper again. We need to develop a strategic plan, listeners, strategic plan. But before that, we've got to say, hey, who do I need to bring on my team to be able to develop? And I would imagine Dominic to develop that strategic plan. I'll be honest with you. I'll be all over the board. I will not be pinpoint focused on the strategic plan. I will just, and that's where the advisor comes into play that can say, hey, I see your business. I see where, and it's a third party,
absolutely,
non-emotional component to that. I like that.
That's the biggest value that, you know, the third party should bring, their expertise.
Yeah.
And the non-emotional piece, because you can, as an owner or an acquirer, get very emotional about, you know, you see something, you want it. And sometimes that takes over, and you need those folks that are going to rein you in and give you reality. Not that you might not do it, but at least, you know, they're there to give you some reality checks.
Yeah, I've been down the road of the Captain Ahab, and I've had to deal with people who are passionate about killing that white whale, but yeah, that white whale could probably kill you. So mm-hmm. It's just, you got to back up, and you got to take the personality, take the pride away, and if that's a strategic direction for the success of your company, get the right advisors.
Yeah, all because right. the last thing you want to do is miss your ROI target on an acquisition, right?
Yeah,
and everybody should have an ROI target. I will tell you that most people that I come across don't even know how to evaluate an ROI, unless you're talking about very sophisticated acquirers, the private equity groups, the strategics within in-house corporate development group. They have those resources. They're professionals. But if you don't do this for a living, you need to understand how to calculate ROI.
And I understand ROI could be plus or minus. When do you call it a not a deal? If I'm not making X on my ROI, when do you say, hey,
for small business acquisitions, yeah, lower middle market, you know, acquisitions,
yeah,
you've got to be in the teens for, yeah, sure, or it makes no sense. And in many cases, you want to be well above that, but for sure you want to be in the teens.
Now, I would, part of the buying, do you take into consideration, if I'm looking at a particular business and I'm targeting that business, am I looking at inefficiencies as well in areas that I can improve?
Of course. And you know, that's what we call accretive value. Now, that's not value you should be paying for, because that's something you're going to create as the acquirer.
Yeah.
But that's all the accretive value. Absolutely. And why not throw that in the ROI? But it should not be part of the value calculation, because a business should be evaluated as a standalone.
That's exactly correct. So notice that there, listeners, that is one thing that you can see inefficiencies within a business, and the business could operate better, but that is what you bring to the table. It is not the standalone value of the business as of today. So take that in consideration, but that's all gravy. If you can lock and load and make that happen, that's all gravy to your bottom line. That's good stuff. But okay. I know as many as the listeners out there, they're thinking, I've heard about M&A. What's the M&A market all about? What is it? What's trending today? Where is it going? What is it like?
Scott, I'm doing this a long time. In a nutshell, it is the hottest I've ever seen it. I could give you illustration after illustration of good businesses that we're taking to market that are garnering multiple offers in record time, selling for record multiples, capital's everywhere, interest rates are still low, money is looking for homes. It's an incredible market right now. If you're an owner of a business, and you're anywhere near a potential exit, you should be thinking about now being the time.
Why? What are the conditions outside of the fact that you just stated them? Why all of a sudden?
Well, it hasn't been all of a sudden. This has been building for a number of years now. I mean, for sure, we've been in an escalating value environment for several years now. And, you know, when you look at private equity groups who have raised record amounts of equity to go put to work to make acquisitions, followed right behind them by strategics, meaning companies who have very strong balance sheets when you look at, you know, recent historical numbers. And, you know, with all of that money on the balance sheets, you need to put that to work. And acquisitions have become a primary vehicle for a lot of companies because our organic growth has become so hard. So acquisition is a great way to grow your business. So you've got these private equity groups, you've got these strategics, you've got these small investor groups with all of this money, with the low interest rates that have really fueled a lot of the activity that's going on right now.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's exciting. That's exciting news for you out there. You businesses that are looking to, but if you're looking to sell, get going now, lay that plan out, make sure that you got your ducks in a row, because you want to maximize the value. If you're in the buying mode, this is the time to do it. Get to it now, because maybe next year is going to be a little bit higher, whatever it might be. And that's really good news. I like that.
Now, it's been great.
All of that. It's all great, wonderful, Danny, and I guarantee you that makes sense. But let's talk a little bit about financing options, because I still need to buy the doggone thing, or I still need have buyers to be able to finance the purchase of my business. What are we talking about from a finance point of view?
You know, the capital markets are wide open right now, Scott. It's been a great time to go get access to capital. Banks are lending. You've got alternate sources of lending that are out there. And you know, if you're an owner of a business and you're looking to sell, one of the fallacies is that because there is so much money out there, people are going to come in and just stroke a check. That is not the case. If you're a fund that has $100 million, your objective is to go buy 20 or 30 businesses, not to buy three or four. So owners need to understand that, you know, acquirers are going to go and find capital, lending, you know, debt for those acquisitions. They'll put some equity into the to the transaction, but they really are going to look for debt. So that's another reason why, you know, businesses need to be in great shape when they go to market, because the acquirer needs to take that to a lender. And as far as, you know, financing goes, you've seen all sorts of debt lenders, as far as SBA lenders on the lower end of the marketplace, conventional lenders, SBICs, mezzanine groups that come in and provide debt financing. Wow. So there's lots of money out there looking for a home.
All right, you listeners out there, we've talked about what you need to know to sell your business, and that means you got to start today. What you need to do and what you strategically need to know to buy a business, and well, you got to start today. And apparently the M&A market is growing, expanding, and it's quite frothy out there. So, well, you need to know that too as well. And then, of course, financing, it's available. So really, we can encapsulate this whole conversation. You got to get going today. There's no lollygagging in this, because, I mean, 2020 is here. But anyway, how can people get a hold of you? That's the biggest thing, because they need to get a hold of you. How can people get a hold of you there?
Scott, I'd say the easiest way to reach me is via email. My email is drinaldi, D-R-I-N-A-L-D-I, at sunacquisitions.com.
And that's acquisitions with an S, right?
Absolutely.
And are you active out there on LinkedIn?
We are very active, yes.
And I see, and you listeners out there, you know I'm going to have all of the backlinks associated with every possible option to get a hold of Dominic out on industrialtalk.com. Last parting shot, inspire us, Dominic, on what we need to be just aware of. I caught you off guard there. That's okay.
I'm talking about this a lot right now. You know, it's been a great market. Valuation levels are the highest we've ever seen, but we're going into some uncertainty here, right? We're in an election year.
Yep.
Interest rates have been historically low. Yep. It looks like the Fed is holding pat, but yep. Election cycles and the unknown of what's going to happen after this election could lead to some downward pressure on valuations. I don't see that happening immediately because, you know, the election is not until November. But I'd say if you're thinking about getting out, get out while the getting's good, because I think 2021 is a crapshoot. And I think that's the big picture that we're trying to get people to understand right now.
Okay, no lollygagging out there, you listeners out there. That's Dominic Rinaldi. He's with Sun Acquisitions with an S. And he's also the host of M&A Unplugged podcast. So if you want to know more about M&A type of conversation, you need to check him out on M&A Unplugged. And I'm sure you're out on iTunes, right?
Absolutely.
Google Play.
Spotify, all of them, yeah.
There you go. So don't come to me and say, Scott, I can't get a hold of Dominic, because then I know that you're not telling the truth, because apparently he's all over the place. Hey, Dominic, thank you very much.
Hey, Scott, thanks so much. Been a pleasure.
Hey, you listeners out there, we're going to be on the other side, so stay tuned, because we're going to talk a little bit about how to get a hold of him again, all of the stuff that we need to do, and once again, the little pep talk that comes at the end. So stay tuned to the Industrial Talk podcast. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
All right, everyone, thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk podcast. Once again, that is Dominic Rinaldi. I told you he had mad skills. You need to reach out to the gentleman. Sun Acquisitions is his company. He's got a personal Facebook. He's got a company Facebook. He's got a personal LinkedIn. He's got a company LinkedIn. He's got so many opportunities for you to reach out to him. And I'm telling you right now, he's active out there. So do not hesitate. If you're looking for any solutions associated with anything, let's say you want to expand your business, if you want to look into acquisitions, if you want to sell your business, I'm telling you right now, that is the one place you need to go. That is the individual you need to connect with. That's Dominic Rinaldi. And then once again, you know, everything will be out on the Industrial Talk podcast. If you're saying, hey, Scott, I can't listen to the podcast, go out to his podcast. It'll be on his landing page. All of the contact information, everything that you need to know about Dominic Rinaldi, it will be all out there, as well as access to the Industrial Talk podcast, because you need to sell more. You need to create more opportunities. You need to brand better. That's what this platform is all about. It's about you and being able to do that. So go out to Industrial Talk podcast and reach out to me. Love to have a conversation with you. Thank you again. As always, be bold, be great, dare greatly, and, you know, change the world. That's what you're all about. Thank you very much for joining, and you always be safe. We're going to have another great interview on its way, so stay tuned.